Good morning. We're the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram. I found this. These are 5 first date ideas for Valentine's Day that they say won't be awkward. Okay, I'm going to go through here. You can also join in the conversation, 833-JOE-ALEX, if you agree, disagree, or maybe if you can give a suggestion, because I feel like guys, we do try, but sometimes we're not the best at making decisions. You can be like, listen, do not do this, because this will be an awkward one. But Alex and Liv are really going to get your feedback on this. Number one, karaoke. They say that right there is an idea that won't be awkward.
That's cute.
So you think it wouldn't be awkward to karaoke in front of somebody for the first time?
It's kind of an icebreaker.
I mean, Liv, you have the voice of an angel, as most people should know.
Obviously.
So I assume you agree then?
I think this would be so fun. I love karaoke, but I'm shocked that Alex thinks so. I feel like Alex, you wouldn't want to do this on a first date.
Well, you know what's kind of funny is that on my first date with the Egyptian, we were driving together and he turned on Celine Dion and we kind of karaoke'd in the car. Like, we turned it up and were singing at the top of our lungs together this song. So I kind of did karaoke on a first date.
All right, I want to hear you ladies sing. Pork Chop, you take over now.
Yeah, right.
Go ahead, here we go. It's all you. Go, Pork Chop, go.
Near, far, wherever you... Is that the wrong part?
Yeah, wrong part.
Yeah, okay.
You were in the moment. I didn't want to, like, disrupt it.
Alex, thank you for letting that go. Yeah, you know what? Maybe if you ever were single again, Pork Chop, karaoke may not be your best unless the lyrics would help you on the screen.
Hey.
Okay.
So these are not only just first date ideas. These are first date if you're going out for the first time on Valentine's Day.
That will not be awkward, they say.
Okay.
Number two, a museum. They say it's good because it gives you the option if you want to talk to the other person a lot or you don't say anything. It's just like...
You stare at the painting.
Okay.
I've been to the Museum of Flipping Pancakes in New York. Would that be weird if it was there?
That's intense.
That might be a little intense, but I would hate to go to a museum on a first date.
Really? I would
hate it. I would just like, I think museums are so boring. I'm sorry. There's like no way around it.
No,
unless
I mean,
a children's museum.
You can be honest. If you don't like a museum, you don't like it.
It's just like I have to be in this certain mood and also I have to be traveling. If I'm like traveling somewhere, I'll go to a museum. But like if it's my own city, I'm like, I don't care.
I'll tell you what museum not to go to on a first date, whether that's Valentine's Day or not, is don't go to the 9/11 memorial because do it, but like on your own or when you want to be emotional because you will cry for like 4 hours straight walking through that. I mean,
Same with Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C.
Oh, God. Can you imagine? Hey, lady. Hey, babe, I have an option for you. Oh, my God. What a downer that would be.
Ugly crying and snotting all over your first date.
Don't
do
that.
This is great. Oh, God. Okay. Like I said, these... Thank God they didn't make a list. They also said a comedy club. Now, I disagree. Ooh. I love comedy clubs. And I feel like if you're dating somebody for a while, but don't you think on the first date you need to talk somewhat? Because you can't talk. You're not supposed to talk when a comic's performing.
I would love to go to a comedy club. And then you could get drinks after. Or you can get drinks before to talk. And it kind of breaks the ice a little bit.
A comedy club would be good. But just sit in the back. Because if you sit in the front and get roasted, you're dating.
Yes.
Like, screw that.
God, exactly. Especially if you're a fat slob like me. Like, honey, get this girl. This is something that I think is nice, but I don't want to do it because I'm afraid I'd get hurt doing the second one. They say the same level, number 4, go bowling, which I would do, or ice skating. No, thank you. I don't hate ice skating, but I broke my leg when I was younger ice skating. I have a fake hip now. I got my hip replaced 2 years ago. If I fall, guys, it's all over. It's like that Life Alert commercial.
See,
like, you're going to have to put me down like a lame horse.
I think ice skating is a genius first date because you kind of have to hold on to the other person a little bit to, like, make sure you're balanced and stuff. So, like, it can be cute, like, a little affectionate, and it's cold, so you can, like, hold on to them for them to warm you
what
up.
What if Liv, your boyfriend Jewel Daddy, though, was, like Bambi on the ice and, like, he couldn't hold you up? You'd be like, what a wimp, right?
I would literally be crying, laughing so hard, and that would make me like him so much more.
I would love to do ice skating,
Do you think the Egyptian, your boyfriend, will ever go ice skating?
No,
or no,
he won't. We've had too many freaking fights about it. We almost broke up over it. I'm done bitching about the ice skating. I've given up.
Do Egyptians go ice skating? Like, is
he
it,
says
like,
they
the
don't.
Desert?
He says they don't. I said that's racist.
And the final one here. These are the five first date ideas for Valentine's Day that they say will not be awkward. An arcade. It's playful. It's kind of competitive. It reminds you maybe of some childhood memories that you can share. I think that's fun, but I guess it depends on the woman. Like, Alex, do you like games and arcades, or would you be bored? So you wouldn't enjoy it. Liv, what about you?
If it had like an arcade where it had air hockey or like the
foosball,
roll up the ball and
ski ball. That was invented in New Jersey.
Yes, ski ball. If it had ski ball, then okay. But if it's just like video game arcade, like, I'm not into it.
Or if you're 15 years old, like, that'd be a good date for like a 15 year old.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
You know, it's not on this list, and it's a good thing, is they didn't say anything about just doing a normal, plain old, vanilla, basic dinner date for a first date for Valentine's Day. And I can attest that that is not a good idea, because the last time I had a first date with someone who I had never met, and we went out on Valentine's Day, the restaurant we were in burnt down. remember that.
Like, why remember that. There?
You don't remember that?
No, I remember, but Pork Chop didn't work on the show. Tell him this real quick.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I had this guy we had matched on Tinder. On Valentine's Day, we are sitting here in the studio. A bouquet of roses is delivered. And in my profile, I said something like, I like guys in snapbacks or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so he sent me a snapback in a box. Like, he went to like that lid store or whatever, bought a brand new hat. Ooh. So he sent that with flowers and said, like, I would love to take you out tonight. And it was Valentine's Day. I'm like, why not? This is so romantic. So he ends up meeting me at this really nice restaurant downtown and everything. And in the middle of our steak dinner, the restaurant catches on fire. We have to run out. Fire trucks come and everything. People are running out of the kitchen. They can't breathe. And so the restaurant was closed down for like a couple months, I think, because part of it had burned down.
I think
a
fire starter.
Jeez, Alex.
I think there was some foreshadowing there, because, you know, the Tinder logo is a little flame.
Oh, he was absolutely, yeah, that's a good point. And he was absolutely a Buffalo Bill style creep, too. So he ended up being weird.
All right, Alex, yeah, somebody try to top that one. We dare you.